our numbers are slowly growing, and we're kind of getting back to where we were in 2008. So it's been a long, hard slog to get back to where we were a decade ago, but card numbers certainly on the improvement. We aren't getting any additional. We're getting back to where we were, and we're still a small way off, but still things are improving. So certainly very welcome that we're getting 20 new Gardaí full of enthusiasm coming now in the start of December.
There are other underlying concerns there throughout the Garda division in Donegal, like the lack of resources such as patrol cars.
Fleet is a big problem in Donegal at the moment, and it seems to be getting worse. It was exacerbated by cutbacks this year and restrictions on budgets that came as a result of VIP visits. That's well documented. But certainly, if we look at the figures issued today, it states that Donegal is down 6 vehicles already this year. I would actually say the figure is probably 7. Another vehicle was taken out of service in Dunloe last week. Donegal is a rural division. We simply cannot provide a service to the public without vehicles. The reality on the ground is very much at odds with what's been issued in relation to spin and statements about investment in the border and visibility and mobility. We simply cannot provide an effective service without transport. And now we have more members, which is very welcome. But if the taxpayers investing in training Gardaí and signs of Donegal, surely it makes sense that those guards are mobile, available to respond to incidents, and visible in the community. And that simply cannot be delivered without an adequate fleet. And sadly, things are on a downward spiral in that front.